Beginning with the Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host, and you're listening to the Dean Show radio show every week. If you didn't get a chance to hear our latest radio shows, go to thedeanshow.com as you usually do to watch our TV programs. If you don't watch it on the TV every week, they're out Thursdays. We put out the new shows for those who cannot watch us globally all around the globe on the big screen. You can watch us at thedeanshow.com. But for those who are listening to us on your podcasts, those who are listening to us on the iTunes, who like to download our radio shows for your cars, all of our programs are at thedeanshow.com blog section. And we look forward to every week bringing you a new exciting show. We got a chance to speak to Sheikh Muhammad, who's coming out in a second, who will be talking to us. We'll be talking to him, and then we'll be relaying it back to you. So he's going to be sharing his Dawah experiences living in Columbia, South Carolina. That's right. And also we'll be entertaining one of your questions. We encourage you to go to the blog section, and we have a suggestion box that you can suggest a topic that you'd like for us to cover. That's right. And today we'll be answering also with Sheikh Muhammad one of those questions. A brother accepted this way of life of all the messengers, the submission to the one God alone without any co-equal, co-partner, that one God that you worship alone. And when you submit to him, you're a Muslim. That's right. And this brother's having some issues, some problems with the family. Most people have some misconceptions about this most misunderstood way of life, yet the fastest growing way of life in the world. Today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's right. So we'll be helping this brother, a new Muslim, so everybody can get to benefit when we come back here on The Dean Show. Don't go nowhere.
He created the universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the owner of mercy. He sent his messengers to warn his creatures of the grave dangers of worshiping other than Allah. There is none greater than the Creator.
That was Abdullah Roll with There Is None Greater. That's right. None greater than the Creator, the one who created you, this whole universe and everything in it. And now, our special guest on the Radio Dean Show, the Dean Show radio show, Sheikh Muhammad. Are you there, Sheikh? How you doing?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, be upon you.
Ameen. And you too, brother.
Thank you very much. Good. It's been a long time since we've hooked up and did some work together.
Alhamdulillah. Good to hear from you.
We've been seeing you and watching you on Huda TV. How's that been?
Alhamdulillah. We're looking for a better result, inshallah, and more information. Hopefully that the Muslims making a good use out of it.
Yes, yes. I like this program. Also, they have the Peace TV. We got to get you on there next, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Now tell us, we're going to ask you some questions. And we want to first start off with, for the young Muslims, for the people who want to pursue knowledge, who want to be people of knowledge, how did you get involved in being an imam? How did you get involved in being a leader in the Muslim community? What course and what action did you take so somebody can maybe get encouraged and say, what do I have to do to be an imam, a sheikh? What do I have to do to be a man of knowledge that can lead people towards righteousness?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. First of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send peace and blessing on his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't want to say what I did, but I thank Allah for choosing me and enabled me and directed me towards this. But as we understand, the first thing been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Iqra. So this work and this deen is built on reciting, reading, learning. This is the foundation. Knowledge is number one. The environment is number two. Number three is the ikhlas of the sincerity and intention why you proceed in such course. All these things is very important. And also, number four, we say the necessity of acting upon what you learn. So, alhamdulillah, Allah bless me from young age, be born in a religious family. And I saw that a good example surrounded me from my grandfather, uncles, other people in my immediate family. And also, alhamdulillah, I was most of my time being in the mosque, learning and studying under a different shuyukh. And believe it or not, I start with the early age, from calling the adhan, leading salah, try to give some of what I learned and try to practice. And this was a beginning in my childhood life, you understand, to try to do things, try to imitate my uncles, my grandfather, the people in my immediate family, and going to the mosque as much as I can. And I remember that the first time I gave a khutbah Jummah, that I was about 12 years old.
12 years old?
Yes, alhamdulillah. And was a surprise, the same thing like you just called me, was a surprise khutbah. That happened that the imam was late, it didn't show up. And people, they became nervous, they don't know what to do. And here my grandfather, he said to me, go ahead and do it. And I was so scared, I was so little. And especially after I went to the minbar, the pulpit, to give the khutbah, now I got to see all these hundreds of people sitting in front of me. So was something that always in my life I could not forget it, you understand?
Yeah.
But I've been you understand, learning and preaching, traveling, doing things from early age.
Mashallah, mashallah, Allah bless you, the Creator bless you, and now we can take from some of the knowledge that you have and we can share it with the world. Tell us, Sheikh Muhammad, tell us, you are in the Bible Belt, is that right? Is that what they call it down there in North Carolina?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Tell us some, because we want to get some experience from your experience. What are some of the, do you interact with a lot of our brothers in humanity, the Christians, who we want to be our brothers in faith. Now, do you get a chance to interact with them often? And do they come by the masjid and do you show them around? And what are some of the questions, the main questions that they have about Islam?
I've been in Colombia since 1981, approximately. And I got visited many, many, many times by different students of the Bible College. And they were so dedicated about their visitation to the mosque every Wednesday after Maghrib, about 7-8 o'clock. Even in a rainy day, they used to come, 3-4 of them sometimes, sometimes male and female, sometimes 2 men, and they sit and ask me questions. And this had developed a visitation to their school, which is called, used to be named the Bible College, and get to meet some of their teachers, and also going there and giving different lectures and hearing to some of their questions. And this continued to be for years and years. And one day that we have a guy by name Anis Shurush, came to Colombia and was a surprise visit. We were not prepared or even aware about it, but there is a place here called International House, which basically try to get all these new students coming from overseas, different places, India, Pakistan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, having some coffee and talk, and a way, you understand, how creeping little bit by little bit and getting into them, introducing the Bible to them, and also have a social life with them and spending time for them and going to for days, sometimes for some camps in weekend and things like this. So these people, they show the right face one time when they invited Anis Shurush to USC, mm-hmm. University of South Carolina. And we got surprised to see a flyer that a man coming to talk about Jesus and Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, like I said, it was a surprise visit. So, and I went there. It was not any special invitation, but was basically focusing on the students. I went wearing a overall, and I carry a camera with me, and as if I'm a person who recording of photographs and things like this. So I was sitting there all the way in the front with camera. And that time, the cameras used to be like 1 foot tall, and
yeah, they had the real big cameras, yeah.
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 And I usually understand this is one of the things that I study an early age in a school, you understand, we talk some filming and photographs and printing and things like this. And this is part of, by being also imams, that you need to actually touch with your hand and your fingers and your mind different things that maybe is not related immediately to Islam, so you can know how to do certain things, how you can help other members of the community. So like I said, it was a blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from early ages that directed me towards these things. I didn't know why I was learning and practicing all these things, but I got to know about carpenter, electrician, electricity, mechanics, little bit of everything. This was used to do. So anyway, I took my camera and my flashlight and wearing this overall there. It doesn't look like anybody who looked like an imam or even a student of knowledge, and I was right in front of his face, set the camera and listen. And he was very hard, you understand, and was very rough in his discussion. And
what were some of the arguments that he tried to, or they tried to make, that you were writing down or listening to, and how did you refute them?
In actuality, after he finished his lecture talking about the Quran is not from God, they fabricated, it's by Muhammad, all these things, which was a lot of students attend this lecture, and was a good number of them Muslims, and was a big commotion after this.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, you understand, people were so upset because nobody had informed them to invite a member of the Muslim community and somebody who maybe in his caliber that he can answer him, because basically they are Muslims, but they don't know all the depth in knowledge of Islam. So anyway, so I raised my hand, although I was behind the camera, and I asked him a question, and at the same time, I made a challenge for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that what he's doing, most of what he's saying is wrong. He'd be maybe miseducated, or he know what he's talking about, but he is not being truthful with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw a challenge, you understand? I say, if you believe what you said to the Christian and Muslim and student community tonight, I would like to debate you tomorrow.
So you wanted an intelligent dialogue, an intelligent...
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Based on evidence and proof.
And exactly. So, and I told him I'll be glad to meet him tomorrow in the same place with the same audience. And he said, no, let's debate, you understand, Muhammad in the Bible. Is Muhammad in the Bible not? I say, is no way we can debate something new unless we debate or dialogue about what you said tonight. So finally, we came to some kind of agreement that I would get 20 minutes in the beginning to refute his argument about what he spoke about the Quran. And after this, we can talk about any other subject he wants.
Mm-hmm.
In actuality, I left this night was late, and I have other things to do. So, but I did my best that I can, in less than 24 hours, that we can meet together and have a debate. We record it, and alhamdulillah, you may find it in some places on adlyonline.com or different places.
What's it called? We want to go over some of the main points because the shows we are pretty short, and we want to just go over some of the main points. What were the main arguments that some that you remember, and then give us some experience on how you refuted these arguments?
As example, when he talks about that Muhammad learned the Quran through his traveling, I challenged him, how many trips did Muhammad make?
So what was that? He said that the Prophet, the last and final messenger to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said allegedly that the messenger, he learned it while he was traveling?
Yeah. And I say, first of all, in a young age, how many trips he understands the person make, and how much he can learn. This was one of my main arguments, if I still remember this, about maybe, 15, 20 years ago. But also I asked him, if Muhammad copied from the Bible, what about information that in the Quran that not exist in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them is scientific comments and things like this that is not exist in the Bible.
Yeah.
So it was a challenge for him, actually. And I will say that I did fair for a surprise debate and less than 24 hours to prepare myself and still trying to take care of my other obligation towards the mosque. And I met him in the next night. And we have this dialogue or debate that available in the internet, if you can say, Anis Shurush versus Muhammad Adli or Muhammad Adli versus Anis Shurush.
Mm-hmm.
For now, the sake of the time, you can go and you can watch it.
Now, did the concept of the one true creator, did this ever come up? Did this argument that God is
of
a man,
course.
Did this
of
come
course.
Up? And how do you refute this?
He was trying to say, understand about the Trinity, like the egg. It has the yolk, you have the yellow, you have the white, they have the shell. But the whole thing is still an egg. So I tell him very simple, which part do you eat? So everybody start laughing, you understand? So I was trying to still, you understand, give him the respect of a guest and same time to be easy on him. And also I told him another example. Sometimes it's good that you get out of the books, because I told him, listen, you don't believe in my book, neither I believe in your book as is. So we have to find a different common ground that can work on it,
mm-hmm.
which as example is the logic.
Yes.
So I said to him, my name is Muhammad Adli. I am the husband of so-and-so. I am the father of so-and-so. So I am one, but I am three. But if you take your gun and you shoot me, did you kill me as Muhammad Adli, or you kill the husband of my wife, or you kill the father of my child? So it's not because you understand you have different titles does not mean you have more than one personality. He was not prepared. But in the end, he said, listen, we've been taken abused by Ahmed, did that for the last 30 years. So the time now that we can get back in you guys. Actually, this is the meaning of his words.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that he had debated Dr. Jamal Badawi about the same information that he came to try to breach it in Columbia, South Carolina. So I found that the man was not honest, was not truthful, that he was not about knowledge. He's only tried to damage the reputation of Islam and Muslims. And he came without any kind of shyness or being bashful. And he said, we got tired. Ahmed did to us such and such. So it's time to get you guys back.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense, you understand? So if somebody refutes you with something and shows you that this is wrong from Islam, from Arabic language, from common sense, and you go to another state and you start to repeat the same thing, it doesn't make any sense.
Tell us, Sheikh, for those
yes.
who are listening from our non-Muslim audience, and now they want to know the correct concept of the Creator, and you gave this analogy trying to logically show the inaccuracy of the Trinity. What does Islam say about the one true God, who he is and his attributes?
There is many verses in the Quran, and there is a whole surah on the Quran, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Sincerity. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the virtue of this surah is equal to one third of the Quran, because this is the most important thing in the whole Islam, to understand who is your creator, because this is the foundation, and you could not erect a building in a shaky foundation. So the foundation in knowing who Almighty God, and he said, say, O Muhammad, he is Allah Almighty, the one and the only one. He is the one and the only one, and one could not be three, three could not be one, and one could not be three. So Almighty God is one and alone, mm-hmm. one in his names, attributes, qualities, action. So there is no one can be equal to Allah in knowledge, in wisdom, in forgiveness, in ability, nothing. He is the one. If you talk about knowledge, he is the one. If you talk about wisdom, he is the one and the only one. Not anyone can be equal. Not all mankind get together can be equal or more. But always going to be, he's going to be the master, the one in everything. Allahu Samad, Almighty Allah, the creator, is the one that everything beseeches him, everything needs him, call in him. But he call in no one, neither he need anyone. He's not the father of anyone, neither he's the son of anyone. They use begats and begotten, but a simple word that Almighty God, he's not the father of anyone, neither he is the son of anyone, and there is no equal to him in anything. Mm-hmm. One of the best things that I advise all Muslims to read, as well non-Muslims, in Surah number 2, and this called Ayat al-Kursi, I think is verse number 225.
That's good you mentioned that. We're going to take a break. People are going to hear this, and we'll come back and we'll continue on. Don't lose your place, Sheikh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
You have to pray as if everything depends on Allah, and it does. But you must work as if everything depends on you, and it doesn't. That's my point. You see what I'm saying, man? And I don't like that. I don't like us sitting here. What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? What are we waiting for all these people to come to Islam? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? When they're going to come? They're going to come, Allah going to bring these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hand the ability to do it. Now do your job.
Okay, Sheikh, we're back with Sheikh Mohammed. Go ahead, Sheikh. You are continuing talking about the Ayatul Kursi before we went to a break.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. This is the concept of Almighty God in the Quran. Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship other than Him. The living one, the self-subsistence, No slumber or sleep takes over him. To him belong everything that in the heaven and in the earth and what's between them. Who that can intercede before him without his permission? Again, I don't want to go through the whole verse, but I would say it is very important to be read by Muslims and non-Muslims. This is the most important thing in your life, to know who is your creator. And if you get to know who is your creator, so love him and fear him and worship him and him alone.
So from the few verses that you had went over, basically he doesn't require food. He is the one sustaining us, maintaining us. He doesn't need any of these things. He doesn't rest, take a nap, do the things that human beings do. Is that right?
We have one thing called creator. Everything else is his creation. And the creator is totally different from the creation. And the creation never can resemble the creator in any fashion or by any means, not even get closer to him Almighty. He's the most perfect thing that you ever can think about.
Few more points before we come to an end. In short, tell us, how can someone be sure? How can someone know emphatically that the Quran, which we say is the verbatim word of God Almighty, in Arabic we say Allah, how can they know that this is indeed from the Creator? What advice do you give them so they can have assurance like we have, like over 1.5 billion people have come to know?
Again, like I start from the beginning, the first revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be upon him and all the prophets. Ameen. Read. We ask in our audience to read. We ask everybody to examine, use this faculty and the facility and the senses that God Almighty had gave you. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And he is Allah Almighty that caused you to come out of your mother womb while you know nothing. And he supported and gave to you with the hearing, the seeing, that you may be grateful. So I'm asking our audience today, you need to use your eyes, your ear, and examine. Read. Read in the Quran. It will tell you and compare the Quran with any other revelation that exists nowadays. You will get to know for yourself. You will get to know. We don't have to compile you, force you, lie to you. You can be the judge for yourself. Read in the name of your Lord, the one who had created. Read the things that related to your Lord Almighty Allah. God Almighty could not be three, and neither even by logic three can be one or one can be three. Why don't you say to Mr. Eddie, come work for me and I pay you $100 per hour, and after he worked for me 3 hours I give him only $100? Since it's not what we agree about, I say, oh sir, one means three and three in one. Logic doesn't accept this. Okay. You and your wife and your son, you are three different people. And if one die, does not mean the other two people die. God Almighty is one and alone and unique, nothing similar to him. Worship him alone. You don't need to go through any other one. He is the only one, and he's sufficient for you to call in him. So I say to the audience, you need to read and you need to compare. And God give you enough senses, you will find it. If you sincere enough, you seek in the truth, you will find it. Believe me.
Tell us, Sheikh, we're almost out of time. In the few minutes that we have left, we encourage people to visit thedeanshow.com. And we have a new blog section where we have all of our radio shows. The TV programs are still at the main section of thedeanshow.com. But we have a comment section and suggestions that people can leave. And we're going to read one of those for our sheikh here, and you can help us to answer this one. This brother is asking, he said, Assalamu alaikum, Eddie, I love your show and I watch it weekly. I'm a revert to Islam and my parents recently have discovered that I'm a Muslim. They are furious and are threatening to evict me from the house. I love my family, but I love Allah, the Creator, more. How do I get my family to respect me in my faith when it is completely a foreign way of life to them? And the brother is requesting that we answer this question. And can you tell us, how can a new Muslim, and this is a general statement for a person who has come to acknowledge what we just have been discussing, that the Quran is from the Creator, that He's one and alone worthy of worship, and that there's a system He wants us to live by, and that's complete submission and surrender to the one God. This is defined as Islam. That's what the brother is doing, but he's having some issues with his family. How and what advice do you have for him?
All right, Mr. Eddie, thank you for making advertising about your show. Can I also advertising about my show?
Absolutely.
Like our audience to visit adlyonline.com. We have many CDs and DVDs and all of it for your own use for free. Hundreds and hundreds of CDs and DVDs to download for free. Educate yourself. Now, I understand about this young man or young lady that became Muslims, and how the family feel about it. You have to put yourself in their shoes, okay? They are your family, they respect you, they love you, but they scare for you because the media, the way how they talk about Islam and Muslims. So you have to give them some kind of the benefit of the doubt or some excuse why they acting harassing you or whatever, but you have to be patient. You have to show them the change in your life, how that you love them more, how you respect them more, how you trying to serve them more in a better way. And everything that you do, you tell them, because this is what Islam tells me about it. Patient. And you're going to be rewarded for your patience. And believe it or not, I don't see why they have to threaten you, because we live in so-called free country, and there is a freedom of belief, freedom of speech. So as long as you are not trying to abuse them or to mess up their environment and taking and disturbing them, they should allow you to do this, and they should be happy to see you, that you're getting away from girls, you're getting away from drugs, you're getting away from prostitution, you're getting away from stealing, shoplifting. They're supposed to be happy. So you need to show them by your example what Islam is about. And you need to also to slow down. You could not expect in your family to give you a smile or to make a party for you because you became a Muslim. So as long as they are not disturbing you, be patient with them. But if they threaten you to kick you out of the house and you have no other choice, you have to be strong. You have to be ready for it. You're going to be rewarded by Almighty Allah, and this suffering, if it fall in you, now is going to be a test for you, and now you're going to know if you're really about the deen, about Allah, or you about something else. So be strong. Read in the stories of the Sahaba, the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much they went through a lot of hardship, how much things happened to them, disturbance, but it never stopped them to be a Muslim. So try to show your family what's Islam about by your action. And be patient, steadfast to the best of your ability.
Sheikh, tell us now, in these last few minutes that we have, if an individual knows that his family, out of ignorance, because of the media and because of the lack of proper education and knowledge about Islam, that his parents, after he's declared that, look, there is only one creator, I want to do the good that this creator wants me to do, and it's going to change my life for the better. And now this individual accepts Islam, and he knows that his parents beforehand, they have some misconceptions about Islam, and if he tells them that this could rock the boat, this could possibly get him or her kicked out of the house, do they have to come home and proclaim their new faith, or can they slowly live it by example and then try to educate them and then slowly give them a taste here and there, and instead of just coming out all at once?
You have two examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Mm-hmm. You have somebody like Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him. How is his master? How is his tribe? How is the people? How he got suffered? How he been thrown on the sand in the middle of the day under a hot sun and all the suffering? And he chooses, he remain in his Islam. Mm-hmm. You have another example with Ammar ibn Yasir. Yasir, may Allah be pleased with him. There is a good example by other of the Sahaba, and Allah revealed the verse, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَا وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. So that his family was disturbing him and his tribe. He had to say bad things about Islam, bad things about the Prophet. And he came apologizing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm sorry about what I said, what I did. The Prophet asked him, how did you find this in your heart? He said, my heart was in ease in Islam, but I dislike what I said. He said, don't worry about it. So as long as your heart is comfortable with Islam, don't worry about it. You don't have to come and shock your family. Mm-hmm. You can slowly, little bit by little, you can let them know about Islam. So you have the choices. See who you are. But let me tell you one thing. You really want to be in your own. You want to start to prepare yourself to have your own place. You have, make, put food on your own table so you can practice your deen. Because you're always going to have to compromise if your family against you. It's always going to be some kind of, you're going to have to compromise. So we say to you, prepare yourself for what is coming and try to find a means and ways that you can really get in your own feet so nobody will disturb you. But as you said, Mr. Eddie, you don't have to come, surprise them, shock them. Next thing you understand that you're praying, you're staying overnight praying, that you're reciting Quran and you're turning the CD player with a loud sound and so sometimes we need to slow down, okay, with how we're going to present to them and let them know what is happening in your own life.
Thank you for the great advice. So we lead by example, and I think anybody, when he sees the change, the good change that happens in that individual's life, the change towards righteousness on that great moral compass that only is producing excellence, I think anybody would then agree and possibly even accept that same way of life as that person had accepted. I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us and letting us share in your experiences and picking your brain and benefiting and all those people around the globe who are listening. Thank you. May Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, reward you in abundance.
Thank you for inviting me. My pleasure being with you.
Thank you once again. Thank you very much. Jazakallah khairan. May Allah reward you. And inshallah, we look forward to having you back again. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was Sheikh Muhammad on the radio show, the Dean Show radio show, with you again. Now go ahead. You can go ahead and download this, share it with your friends, your families, your coworkers, any of our shows. People ask us, what can I do to support? What can I do? I say, take a break, Johnny, from eating all that biryani and do some dawah. Spread this message of peace. The deen, the way of life that brings peace into a person's life, the way of acquiring it is only through the one who created you. Turn to him alone. Ask him to make things right. Ask him to help you, to help bless you as he already has, but to bless you with something more. That's the guidance. You need guidance. You need a GPS in life. And who best to give it to you than the one who created you? That's right. So go ahead and share all of our shows with the world. Do the dawah, spread this message, this perfect, unique way of life with all of mankind. And we'll see you, inshallah, next week. God willing, take care. Until then, peace.
Peace in you, peace in me, peace for everybody. Fresh, pure, holy peace. Peace in you, peace in me, peace for everybody. Fresh, pure, holy peace. Fresh, pure, holy peace. I feel the peace,
feel the peace
inside of me,
inside of me.
A complete